This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Back at it here on SB Nation Radio. Opening day, Final Four, lots going on this weekend. Something else going on this weekend. You're a Burt Reynolds fan, right?
I am.
See, I mean, everything, you know, from obviously the Cannonball Run movies, Smokey and the Bandit, Longest Yard.
That's the one you got to remember.
All those good stuff. So Burt Reynolds has got a new movie coming out. First of all, it blew me away that Burt Reynolds is 82 years old. How can Burt Reynolds be 82 years old? Burt Reynolds is still, it's still 1977 as far as I'm concerned with Burt and the Stash and then the Bandit.
Yeah, Smokey.
Well, he's got a new movie coming out called The Last Movie Star. And it's kind of a romantic kind of an actor looking back on his career. But to better explain, let's bring the guy who produced it. A friend of mine, got a long, epic storytelling background, producer, world adventurer, and he's got a big sports connection. We're going to get into that as well. Let's go to our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line and bring in Neil Mant. Neil, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, Neil, so tell me about this whole project. How did you and Burt Reynolds, how did this all get together?
Well, Adam Rifkin is a director, writer in Los Angeles who's made films like Detroit Rock City. Wrote Mouse Hunt for Disney. He's a real guy, and I've known him for a number of years. And he and I were just having a casual lunch one day, and he said he had written a script 8 years ago for Burt Reynolds, that it was like going to be his like really sort of swan song story, sort of wrapping up his career, so to speak. And while Burt is still doing movies, this would be one that would really be like the stamp at the end. And I love that idea. And he was an enormous Burt Reynolds fan. And I was like, I like Burt Reynolds. And he said, well, Burt is ready to do this picture. We just haven't been able to make it happen. And I read the script, and I talked to my partner, Gordon Whitener, and we said, let's do it. And within 3 months, we were in production.
Yeah, it's called The Last Movie Star. You can the movie has a Twitter. It's Last_MovieStar. And so guide us through this here. It, Burt Reynolds does not play himself, but he kind of does, right?
Yeah, so it's... He plays a guy named Vic Edwards, who is a former movie star, very similar to Burt Reynolds. He was top of the box office for 5+ years. And he's just kind of been in retirement and feeling pretty irrelevant when he gets invited to a film festival in Nashville. And Nashville, obviously, is a very important town in entertainment in the South. And so his buddy, played by Chevy Chase, encourages him to go. He says, you know, you get all these Southern-based movies, sort of alluding to things like Deliverance and Longest Yard without saying it. So you feel like you're watching Burt, but you're really watching the character who really is similar to Burt go on this tale. And when he gets to Knoxville, he realizes that the festival is put on by, like, young fans, and he feels humiliated, you know, having been to Venice and Cannes in his career. And, well, let's just say the movie then takes a turn, and Burt has to go on a little soul searching, and it's a beautiful film, beautiful film.
I love it, and you've obviously Chevy Chase is in it, and Ariel Winter, who we know from Modern Family, is in it as well, right?
Yeah, this is her real, I think, coming out party as an adult movie star. We really see a different performance from her in this movie.
And when is it out? Is it in theaters tomorrow? From what I read,
so it's everywhere. Basically, as of tomorrow, theaters, iTunes, Amazon, DirecTV, you can get it however you want to get it. It rolls out in a small theatrical release, so for most people listening, you would not be able to see it in theaters tomorrow. That will just be New York and Los Angeles. But next week, we begin an expansion, and then the following week, we begin another expansion. So over the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll see how it does in the theaters. And if it catches fire, well, then it'll continue to grow. And if not, it will shrink down and just be available on iTunes and Amazon, et cetera.
It's called The Last Movie Star. We're talking to Neil Mant, the producer, one of the producers of the movie. You can follow the movie on Twitter, @last_MovieStar. And, of course, you can follow Neil on Twitter, @NeilMant.
Now, Neil, I got a question for you. When you first got to L.A., one of your first assignments was covering the O.J. Simpson criminal trial. How was that
That's
experience
right.
for you?
Well, you know, that was a crazy experience. I got hired. My career began in news. I had been a reporter for the NBC affiliate Detroit, and then I had reported for ESPN and for Nickelodeon. And then I was in my mid-20s, and I got hired just to do a week as a producer at the trial for ABC News. Nobody knew it was going to become the big ratings grab that it was, and so that week turned into 8 months.
Wow. Nice little freelance gig, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Now, I know nobody knew it was going to be what it was, but did you think to this day it would still be getting the ratings it's getting, as you just saw with the new release, Fox, the unforeseen interview?
Well, I in the beginning, I would not have guessed that, but having gone through the trial, for sure. I mean, anything OJ is gold these days, and I think he's just a part of our pop culture now, and there's such a curiosity with him because he says crazy things like, hey, what if I killed her? He watched the guy basically confess on television, so that's going to get a rating.
Hey, you've been involved in sports a lot. You know, you and your brother Michael created Jim Rome Is Burning, which had a good run on ESPN. You also made a Disney film called Million Dollar Arm about looking for major league pitchers in India. What attracts you? I mean, I've always thought sports movies are kind of the hardest to make because, A, it's hard to replicate the speed and the athleticism. But when there's a sports movie that lands on your desk, what's the first thing you think of?
Well, you know, movies are a very difficult venture. It's really you can't really make a movie to make money. Anyone who starts coming to you with a business plan, with an idea for a movie, how much money it's going to make, you should walk away from that. The reason anybody makes a movie, in my mind, is because of the art and the story, and you think that you can achieve telling that story in a meaningful way and that you'll be happy with it. Because when you make a movie, it's going to take a long time to make it, and you have to live with it forever. So, you know, you just pointed out something like if the speed isn't there, if it doesn't feel authentic, you know, people are going to be pointing that out forever. So the first thing I think about is, you know, can I do a good job with this? Can I bring something to the table to make this great? Is it unique? Has it been done? You know, is there a different angle? And so I always look for something that is completely and totally unique. That's how Million Dollar Arm got made. I'd never seen a film like that with that Indian American crossover. And as you pointed out at the beginning, I'm a big traveler, so I really love that. And then this picture with Burt Reynolds, while there are aspects of it that we've seen before, road movies and such, you haven't seen somebody with his star power, really be as vulnerable and as honest about who he was in his career. I mean, in its simplest, watching Burt Reynolds apologize to everybody he may have pissed off, offended, done anything wrong to, or anything in his career, and it's very, very sweet and vulnerable.
Talking to Neil Mant, one of the producers for The Last Movie Star, Burt Reynolds' latest film, which comes out in theaters tomorrow, but available digitally. Go to the Twitter page, @last_moviestar. Following your career, Neil, a little bit, I've seen a lot of your movies are about journeys. Obviously, The Last Movie Star, Last Stop for Paul, which is about basically spreading some ashes. Is that kind of what attracts you? Because you're a big traveler. Is the journey sort of what attracts you to projects as well?
For sure. For sure. You know, I've created TV shows like Destination Truth on Sci-Fi, which is morphed into Expedition Unknown on Travel Channel. I'm a person very interested in the story of travel and whatever that is and sort of the opportunities that happen when you say yes to things that you normally wouldn't. And that often turns into adventures. So in my life, I've tried to do that, and that's been something creatively I found interesting as well.
How many countries have you been to?
I'm at 119 now. I just got back from Antarctica.
Just got back from Antarctica.
Like, I won't even...
So you're still thawing out?
I mean, I won't go to Mississippi, and you've been to 119 countries. My God!
Yeah.
Now, Neil, one of the things go ahead, Neil. Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's a big number. Go ahead, tell me.
No, I was going to ask you about, because I was looking through some of your things, and also that you got involved in a fighting federation in China.
Yeah, again, you go for the international reach. I'd been introduced to a guy in China who had a permit to do mixed martial arts at a time that the UFC was not in China, and no one else really was there doing WWE or MMA fighting. And so my brother and I decided to partner with these guys, and we produced televised live fights in China, which hadn't been done, and then syndicated that content out of China. And it was a great venture. We're still a part of it. And again, it was an international thing, so that was exciting for me. It was MMA in China, the home of martial arts. So it seemed like a really great opportunity to be a part of a sport at a top level.
Has there been any reservations? Like when someone says, hey, there's MMA fighting in China, was there any thought going, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know about this. Has there ever been that in your head at all? When you take on a project, like, man, I don't know about this.
Yes, always. But, you know, you got to go with your gut. And ultimately, whatever you jump into as a producer, like I said, you're going to live with it. So you better be passionate about it, because there's plenty of people who are going to say, that's a crazy idea. Why would you do that? You know, that's a waste of money. It's too complicated. Or, you know, only, you know, there's 5,000 independent films made every year and only 9 get picked up to go theatrical. You know, what are the chances? You know, it's like, if you played the odds, the entertainment business is the worst business in the world to be in. The worst. But you can't do that. I mean, I am an artist, and so I look for art that I can tell that will hopefully make me a dollar. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. That's how it goes.
I love it.
Neil, which country would you recommend for me to visit for the first time?
You've not traveled?
I don't travel. I don't leave the 305 or the 954. I leave Florida or Miami.
Hey, look, it's a struggle just to get them to come here to the studio, Neil.
Yeah. Okay. So then you got to be reasonable here, because you know you're not a traveler. You're as much as I'd love to see you in Thailand or in Tokyo or someplace like that. It'd be too much of a shock for you, and it's too far. You're going to be a Europe guy. You're going to be probably an English language guy. I really like Edinburgh. I think Edinburgh is a fantastic city. London obviously delivers. Anywhere in the northern part of Europe, they all speak English very well. You'll be fine there. Denmark, Sweden, Norway, a little pricey up there, but they're great. If you have a little adventure to you and you don't mind a little language, it's summertime, Greece always delivers. Same thing with Spain, but Greece is a slam dunk.
Love it. Love it. Well, as long as there's beer and food, I think Sean can assimilate. I think it'll be good like that.
He's good everywhere in the world then. Everywhere has beer and food.
Yes. All right.
Well, you definitely have been good everywhere in the world. It's Neil Matt. His latest producing project is The Last Movie Star with Burt freaking Reynolds. How awesome is that? You can follow Neil on Twitter at Neil Matt, his company, Matt Media. And, of course, the movie is at @last_moviestar. Neil, thanks for getting up early. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Continued successes.
All right, that's Neil Mann, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I mean, listen, I was more of a Cannonball Run guy than I was a Smokey and the Bandit guy.
Stroker Ace, buddy.
City Heat. But, man, Burt freaking Reynolds.
What was the one he did? No, it wasn't him. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
Burt freaking Reynolds.
Oh, I love Burt
Reynolds. This movie looks so sweet and looks so sad. So I recommend everyone to go see it. The Last Movie Star. Let's take a break. When we come back, tell you what's trending. It's the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio.